Hello, and welcome to the Nintendo Teens Podcast. I'm Tommy Savoia.
And I'm Tia Savoia.
This is a podcast about Nintendo gaming and news. Today, we're going to talk about Super Smash Bros. For 3DS. If you would like to comment on the show, you can contact us at www.nintendoteens.com. You can visit our forums at nintendoteens.com/forums. At our website, you can read our blog and listen to our podcast. I pre-ordered Super Smash Bros. For 3DS, and I got it. The 3DS version did not come with any pre-order bonuses, but if you get the Wii U version with the 3DS version, and you register them both on Club Nintendo, you get the soundtrack for both, which I think is pretty cool. Which it already has, the 3DS version already has an MP3 mode where you can just close the DS and listen to the music.
So let's talk about the features, now that we've got that news out, which everyone probably already knows. There's a much bigger roster from the previous game, and I guess like a few changes in that.
If you count the Mii characters, it's 51 characters. Well, now, every single character can have about 8 or 10 custom modifications where you can add equipment or special colors. So, I mean, I'm not going to do the math in my head, but I'm guessing that's a lot. One of the biggest problems with Brawl and Melee was that the roster was very unbalanced. You had Ganondorf in Brawl, who was almost complete trash, and then you got Meta Knight, who Brawl was basically made for. So Smash 3DS and Wii U attempts to, you know, even out the roster. So most of the characters, if you don't count Marth, have been somewhat buffed in some way. Some features like Pikachu's Thunder got nerfed, while other features like maybe his quick attack or his up smash? No, his back aerial, that was buffed.
His down aerial and his down smash also got better range.
And all the characters move faster than Brawl, but not as fast as Melee. So, the thing is, you can combo now. Like in Melee, you could aerials, fast fall, and then whatever attack your character is best for, you know, follow-up. In Brawl, it was a little harder. Sonic in Brawl it was very difficult to combo with Sonic. Because in Brawl, the characters can air dodge, or there's not enough hit stun to hit them again after an attack. So, and the attacks flew them, you know, knocked them too far for you to follow up with another attack. So Smash 3DS is kind of going back to the Melee style, but it's still really close to Brawl. You know, the gameplay is closer to Brawl than Melee, I think.
And, going back to when I was mentioning the roster, you'll probably already know, for example, Samus. And then there's, like, Zero Suit Samus. Instead of Samus being able to change back and forth, there are two different playable characters now.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't like interchangeable characters because that I felt like I was being, you know, cheated out of a down special or something else. Because it's hard to master two characters as one character. I mean, Pokemon Trainer, I would love to play as just solely Squirtle or Ivysaur. But, you know, they had that gimmick where they get tired and you have to change them out, and I didn't like that.
Well, they have, like, Charizard now. Charizard by himself. Remember how everyone was hyped about the reveal of Charizard and Greninja and Smash.
So, okay. So we talked about the speed. It moves at 60 frames per second, which is very good for a handheld game, and one is very complicated for Smash. The movements are smooth, and the graphics are actually pretty good for the 3DS. Not that the 3DS has bad graphics, but, you know.
Well, like, I remember seeing somewhere, and also I noticed it when I was playing it, where, like, the graphics are kind of Melee-ish, where, like, there's sort of, like, Melee-ish when you're just playing it, but when you pause it and you move the camera around and stuff.
It's like Brawl.
Yeah, they use models with higher definition for picture-taking.
Picture-taking, yeah, that's back. Sometimes in this one, you can, You know, was it in Brawl that you could choose to save the picture or not? Yeah, if you accidentally took a picture in Brawl, you could choose to save it or not. In this one, it's automatically saved to the SD card, so if you took one picture by mistake, then you can't do anything about it. You just have to go to the album and delete it. And I've only been in the album, like, once. I don't even bother with it. The circle pad, the controls are pretty... The controls are actually good. I'm used to these controls now. I've been playing this for so long. So when I go to Brawl, I can't use the... Because we have the Wii U, and we don't have GameCube adapters on the Wii U yet. So I'm forced to use the Nunchuck, which I can't use at all anymore. But the circle pad, that's what you use to move around. You can't use the D-pad, because that would be weird for tilts and smash attacks. The D-pad's used for taunts. But the circle pad is a little awkward, because it's caved in. It's not like the GameCube or the Nunchuck, where it's, you know, sticking out and you have grip on it. The circle pad's a little slippery, you know?
Well, it depends on your, depends on the condition of your circle pad on your 3DS, really. I didn't have much problems using the circle pad when I put the game in my DS. Of course, I'm used to using the circle pad a lot.
And we have the original models. Now, not the original, you know, launch models, but, you know, later, about a year after it's released. So, my DS is about a couple years old. It just feels a little cheaper than the XL. Parts of it starting to creak, I guess. But my circle pad is not, it hasn't given out yet. A lot of people, the Smash Brothers has destroyed their circle pads, as did Monster Hunter. But that hasn't happened to me yet, because I'm not as rough with it. I don't shake my system. I don't jerk the circle pad. But sometimes it's hard to, you know, pay attention to how you're using the circle pad, so you might catch yourself off guard, jerking the circle pad around, and you won't even know it. So, I mean, it's gaming, like, hard gaming, that's gonna happen, but they really should have, you know, planned out for that, for people that don't have the XL.
Okay, I think we've heard enough about the controls now. The different modes, though, those are actually pretty fun, though. From what I've seen, when Tommy was playing against another friend online, it's really laggy, because, like, at first, everything seems to be going smooth, and every so often it pauses, and you can't do anything, and you have to wait for it to unpause.
It depends on your connection, the other person's connection. I've had some pretty good connections with other people where I can play with little to no lag. Then I had some that are virtually unplayable, because it will pause for about 5 seconds, come back, and you'll play it for like 1 second, and it'll pause out again. And I just had to exit those. But I got a little bit of time to use online.
Well, you've been doing, like, have you been doing for fun mode or for glory mode?
Oh, I haven't been doing for fun. I've been doing for glory. Basically, whenever I do Smash, I never use items. I'll sometimes use the other I don't always use Final Destination. I use all the other stages with hazards on, because you can't change that. But I never use items, and I always do stocks. So that's how I play. And yeah, it's nice to play against, you know, people, because the 3DS, you have to have two cartridges, which I don't like at all. The Kirby the Fighters, which was like kind of like a little taste of Smash on the 3DS, you could have single cart play, but you were limited to like 3 powers. Yeah. So,
but the 3 that you're limited to, like, are actually some good choices.
While you could, for the demo, like the Smash 3DS demo, you could connect them, but you can't connect the demo to the actual game. We tried that. That would have been awesome, but it didn't happen. You can't play with other people, there has to be more single player modes. And those are Smash Run, the CPU Battles, Classic, All-Star, Stadium Mode, Smash Run. It actually has its own, you know, little box there on the front menu. You can click it, you can change the music. Well, Smash Run is unique. It's like Adventure Mode, except you don't go through doors, like, 50% of the time.
It's sort of like the Subspace Emissary, except More of an arcade version of it.
Yeah, where the enemies actually, you know, react to you hitting them. But it can be unnecessarily brutal at times. Because there's, like... Okay, the enemies are all a huge collection of enemies from the Nintendo history. And a very unfair amount of them are...
Kid Icarus.
Yeah, Kid Icarus. Uprising specifically. Enemies. And the other... 30% Mario characters, and the rest are other franchises.
Because...
Yeah. Sakurai's biased.
Sakurai is, a little too proud of, his latest, most successful games.
Yeah, and the menus are also, you know, reminiscent of Kirby and Kid Icarus. So, I mean, that's the kind of games the guy makes, you know, so... But, you know, respect his work. But,
yeah, I mean, I don't see too much of a problem with it, but a lot of people are complaining about it.
It's just a little... So, they seem a little too overly, I don't know, it's fantasy generic, or generic fantasy kind of enemies where, you know, really complicated designs. It would be nice to see, you know, a taste of other kinds of enemies, like you had some... unique ones, like, there's, like, only one enemy from subspace.
There's only one Sonic enemy.
Yeah, that's the Egg Robo.
There's no Pac-Man enemies.
I don't think there's any Pac-Man. Pac-Man doesn't really have that many.
No, it would be interesting if they have, like, Pac-Man ghosts or something.
I think there's only a couple Kirby enemies. There's a lot of Mario ones. The Mario ones are actually pretty easy. There's only one Mega Man enemy. That's the little... I forgot his name. The little guy with the hard hat who shoots a little pellets. It's like impossible to attack him, so you have to actually go up to him, grab him, and throw him. That's like one of the only ways to defeat him. The different enemies do different things. Like some will throw plasma stuff, and some there's like giant boss ones where it takes forever to knock them out.
What about, because I don't want to have you rant on about the enemies.
Yeah, just that there's just a certain combination of them will make it that you cannot do anything at all.
Okay, I get it, Tavi. He complains about this all the time, it's just, so don't mind that. Though, Smash Run is pretty fun, but sometimes... It seems like, because you know how Smash Run is, when you fight them, and then you get the power-ups, and then at the end of that, everyone does some sort of competition with the power-ups that they have. But most of the time, there are, some that are more common, you just fighting enemies that you already fought, or everyone just fighting each other.
You collect... I mean, I can understand the ones where they're fighting each other, but there's just so many different ones. Like, there's flower one, you all have flowers in your head, where it's one where only mushrooms come up. Mr. Saturn one, where only Mr. Saturn shows up, which I feel is really unnecessary. But then there's one where you have to just fight a bunch of enemies, and whoever defeats the most wins. I mean, you fight enemies to collect power-ups to fight more enemies at the end. It doesn't really seem that climatic.
I still haven't gotten to try out the racing one, though. I've tried the climbing one, but not the racing one. I've been trying to get the racing one as Sonic with, really high-speed power-ups. But I haven't gotten to that yet for some reason.
Yeah, the two best ones...
It would be hilarious.
...are the jump competition and the run competition. If you play Sonic and you get a ton of speed power-ups... there's no chance for anyone else to beat you. Unless you keep killing yourself. Okay, so the other single-player modes are classic. You know, that's the same thing from last time. All-Star, Stadium, it's got all the same stuff. All those, though, the new stuff is that customization options. You can make your Mii, you can customize other characters, get stuff to customize your Miis with, dress up your Miis. And it seems like the game is constantly trying to prevent you from getting clothes for your Mii. It's like, and customization options in general, but mainly the clothes. The hats and outfits, for the first week, it was nearly impossible for me to get at least one or two costumes. The hats were actually coming to me pretty easy. But, I mean, it's kind of, you know, the clothes in this game are kind of limited, but, you know, you want to get an awesome outfit if you're me, you know, get a lightsaber suit, a pirate suit, then you have to keep working for it, and you never get it. Smash Run, the enemies may drop trophies or something, collect, you can only collect 10, and sometimes a little grab bag of custom options, or a customization feature, nab that. Sometimes you only get, like, 2 or 3 the entire Smash Run, if you're only searching for that, because that's what I do, I only go for the custom options. And in the end, if you win the battle, you get it, or even if you lose, you actually get it. So there's not really much of a consequence to you winning or losing the final battle.
Which kind of helps with the rarity of some things, like, that you might really want for customizing, your characters.
I think you may get a few more coins, but that's about it, but...
And the glory and relief of winning, but...
Yeah, it's not like a CPU is going to jump out and start gloating, but... yeah, and then you can get repeats of custom moves, like you can unlock custom moves for Sonic or Marth or Luigi, whatever character. Sometimes you'll get repeats, so sometimes all you'll get are just repeat stuff. And then it's like the entire thing was a waste of time because all you got were repeats and then it doesn't really do anything. But the Miis are amazingly fleshed out.
Yeah, the Miis are actually, like, pretty tough depending on how you customize them. You can come up with great sets of moves that'll really give them an advantage against others.
Yeah, I don't think there's a certainly, you know, a perfect combination of moves, but these moves are pretty epic. There's a lot of them, like, there's a fire kick, which is very Falcon Punch Ezekiel. There's
the shot put one.
Yeah, that's not really
bowling ball.
Yeah, it's not really part of anything. I guess maybe villagers bowling ball.
There's one that works like the reflector shield from Star Fox.
Oh yeah, and then there's Ness's absorb.
Yeah.
There's Zero Suit Samus.
Absorbs energy from projectiles to heal you.
Literally, you can play against a level 9 Zelda. And just space yourself from her. Go on the other side of the stage. She'll just spam her, I forgot the name of this, the sacred fire, the exploding fireball, I'll just call it that. So just keep spamming that. Yeah, and you can just hold down the down B and keep healing yourself. Go over there, fight her. If you get your damage up, go to the other side. She'll keep spamming that, and you can heal yourself again.
Of course, that's a CPU. A player would
Player's
probably be smarter than that.
Yeah, the player would actually spam the Phantom, but not the, you know. So, the Miis are pretty good. You can, the customization options, you can equip them with, there's 3 options. There's a speed upgrade, a fighter, power upgrade, or a shielding upgrade. You can put, like, 3, you can put 3 equipment pieces. You can put 3 speed ones to make them the faster than Sonic, but if you do that, then I think it was your attack will plummet, so it kind of evens it out, and I usually just put 1 power, 1 defense, and 1 speed, and it turns out pretty good.
How they were having, I don't know, wasn't like the goal when they were making the roster to kind of even things out? It does seem pretty even.
Isn't that kind of the goal for every roster?
Like, Smash Bros. Was kind of...
Brawl was horribly unbalanced.
Why did I say Smash Bros.? Sorry, I meant Brawl.
Yeah, Brawl was horribly unbalanced.
Yeah, like, Meta Knight was, like, the best choice for anything. Like, no one could ever beat him. The Game of Watch was, like, way too hard. Olimar was, like, a game-breaking camper. And then you had characters like Ganondorf who couldn't really do a thing. Well, actually, Ganondorf is actually pretty good, but there are a lot of things that make him the lowest in the tiers for Brawl.
Now, Nintendo is fixing almost every single problem I had. Like, Sonic, his combos are amazing. He is a combo machine now. Let's see. Mario was buffed. Falco? No, he wasn't. Actually, he hasn't turned out. He's turned out okay, but he's not really Brawl Falco. But for reasons I don't understand, he gave Diddy Kong huge buffs. Except for his banana, which you can only use once.
Huge buffs that Diddy doesn't need.
Yeah, Diddy was like, he was super good in Brawl, and he just made Diddy better. So Diddy's combos are, you know, hard to get by. Other than that, it all feels pretty balanced. Bowser is incredibly hard sometimes to fight. Other characters like Little Mac, Sheik, Zero Suit Samus, those are very hard characters to fight. I found that, you know, Nintendo's starting to lean towards more of the kind of, you know, the characters that are turning good are kind of like the ninja kind of characters. You got Sheik,
Greninja. No.
Yeah, Greninja. Zero Suit Samus, those are all really good characters. And Yoshi, which I don't know why, he's...
Yoshi, I mean, is not a ninja.
Well, I don't know.
Yoshi is a Yoshi. Like, a dinosaur creature thing from Mario's universe. He's not a ninja.
Yeah. So I guess the characters are, you know, more even, but it feels that they're turning more generic. Yoshi's dash attack is a dash kick. Sonic's finisher for his dash attack is a dash kick. Fox and Falco's are still dash kicks. I mean, and some of the aerials are trying to be, you know, basically kicks. You know, back kicks, a lot of them, you know, for Captain Falcon, Sheik, Greninja, Sonic, Pac-Man. Pac-Man's moves are really generic. Mega Man, he's not generic at all. Mega Man is his own thing, but it turns out that he's not really that good for competitive play.
Actually, I found some useful things that I could use Mega Man's moves for, because with the demo, I was playing as him a lot.
If someone makes a tier list now, don't listen to them, because it took, you know, years for Melee's and Brawl's tier lists to get more refined and, you know, define the characters more. So don't listen to anything right now. Just play which character you want to play and, you know, get good at them. And, you know, tier lists change all the time. So I don't really think tier lists matter for this specific game.
Yeah, because this one's a lot more balanced than previous games.
The music in this game, you can have 2 songs per stage, which I think is pretty generous considering how much content's already in the game. The selection music's, it's pretty good. It's okay. But, I mean, you know, it's all they can fit on the DS cartridge.
Well, what's fun is that you can listen to the music with your DS in sleep mode, right?
Yeah, MP3 mode. The stages themselves are, you know, ripped. The majority of them are ripped directly from Brawl. And there's not very many original stages on the... there's actually a lot of original stages on the 3DS, but there's a lot of Brawl stages. And I guess they're just doing that so they can put more effort on the Wii U stages, which I would actually appreciate more if they did. It makes more sense, really. The 3DS version is kind of like the, I don't know, the appetizer. Well, the Wii U's, you know, the main course and the dessert all at once. So the Wii U version is going to be the big version. 3DS version, you know, if you're going somewhere.
Yeah, 3DS version is just the compact version. Like, for example, like back when they were making DS and Wii games, like the Wii games had a whole lot of stuff, and then the DS games really didn't have much at all. But, you know, since now we have 3DSs, and they can fit more into the games and that sort of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, the 3DS even looks closer to Brawl. I mean, you see the colors are darker, the tone is, the lighting is a little darker. The Wii version, it's more vivid and lighter. So the 3DS version is kind of like, I don't know, the mix, kind of like the in-between the Wii U version and Brawl. So I guess it's kind of like a transition. So, and you can use the 3DS as a Wii U controller if you have both versions. So, you know, 3DS version is, it's a great single-player game. And it's one of the most amazing games on the 3DS right now, along with you know, Pokemon and Fire Emblem, Kid Icarus, those games, and Animal Crossing. The 3DS, if you look at it, don't compare it to the Wii version. As a game itself, it is amazing, despite its shortcomings, but it's, you know, great way to smash away from home. And that's our review for Super Smash Bros. For 3DS.
Yay!
If you would like to comment on the show, you can contact us at www.nintendoteens.com. If you're not a member, please sign up for our forums community at www.nintendoteens.com/forums. Please take a visit to our website, where you can read our blog and access our podcast. Do you have any closing comments, too?
Yes, I've been waiting for a chance to be able to say this, but it was irrelevant in the rest of our talking. If you get Smash Bros. And you play as a villager, please mess around with his pocket move, because it's so fun to use.
Yeah,
like, villager versus villager. Villager's down B is where he grows a tree and cuts it down, and if, like, the other villager, say you're in two-player mode, there's another person playing as Villager 2 catches the tree, and then Villager 2 can throw it back at Villager 1.
Yeah, it's kind of scary.
It can go back and forth, though. It's funny.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of little secrets in the game that I'm sure a lot of them people have not, you know, figured out yet. So that's it for our show today. We hope you enjoyed it, and thank you for listening. So until next time, stay in the game.